It's an honor to be here with you today.
非常荣幸能够来到各位的当中。
And so I just want to take a moment and look at you.
我只是要花一点时间看看大家。
One of the privileges that the Lord has given me,
神给我一个特权。
Is that I can go to many places and see many people.
我可以到很多的地方看不同的人。
And every time I go to a new place,
每一次我到新的地方的时候，
I get the opportunity to see them the way that God sees them.
我有机会能够看从神的角度来看你们。
And so before I preach the word of God, I always get a chance to soften my heart and look at you with eyes filled with love.
所以在我今天讲到之前呢，我要用这个机会呢，好好的告诉你们从神的角度怎么看你们。
So that's what I'm doing right now.
我现在就是在做这样的事情。
Hallelujah.I was praying about what I should preach today.
我一直在祷告，我今天到底要讲什么。
And God directed me to the deepest thing that we can know about Him.
神带领我要讨论一个非常深的题目。
To the most powerful thing that we can know about Him.
而且是非常有能力的。
And that is the love of God.
The love of what?
The love of God.
Oh.就是神的爱
，and specifically God's kind of love，
而且特别是属于神的那个爱。
So today I'm going to share some things with you about God's kind of love。
所以我今天要跟大家分享是什么样子叫做神的爱。
And notice that I said God's kind of love。
那就是我要讲神关于神的爱有哪一些。
Have you ever asked yourself why you are here in this church？
你曾不曾问过自己，你为什么要来到这个教会
？Well, there are many reasons you could give.
你可能有很多的原因，你会来到这个教会。
But one of them will stand out.
那其中有一个非常突出的理由是。
And I'm going to read from the Word of God about that one reason.
我要来读一段的圣经，是讲到这一个原因。
We find that in the book of 1 John, the epistle of 1 John, chapter 4.
我们可以在约翰一书第四章可以找得到。
I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit.
我听到圣灵在跟我说话。
God wants to speak to you in a very special way today.
他要跟大家讲关于约翰一书。
Verse number 7, chapter 4.
第七节。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，而且认识上帝。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
In this the love of God was manifest toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him.
神差他的独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
That word propitiation is a very simple word to understand, and I'm going to explain it to you.
那个挽回祭是什么事？我待会会讲。
It means that somebody pays the price that somebody else owes.
它意思就是说我付了代价是为了别人付了代价。
And so the Son of God paid the price that we owe.
那就是说神的儿子呢为我们付了一个代价是我们欠债的。
And of course he did that on the cross, and so we are redeemed now.
当然是因为他被挂在十字架上代赎了救赎了我们的罪。
Now I read all of those verses to get to the next one.
我读了很多的经节就是为了要读下面那一节。
Listen carefully.
那请你注意听。
It's a word from the Lord.
这是从神来的给你们的话。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
You see, God designed this church to be a place where you could experience and learn to love one another.
神就是这样子的 制造或者是说定义要这个教会呢是有神的爱在里面的。
And I am not talking about the world's kind of love. I'm talking about God's kind of love.
我不是谈像世界上所认知的爱，我是在谈上帝的爱。
In the original biblical language of the New Testament, that word is agape.
在希腊的原文呢，这个爱的字叫做爱加贝。
Okay, now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is commonly called the love chapter.
那我们请大家翻到被称为爱的那个章的哥林多前书十三章哈。
I said to you that the deepest and most powerful thing that the most powerful characteristic of God is His love.
那我就是要跟大家谈的最有能力而且是最深的神的性情就是爱。
My experience as a missionary all over the world has proven that for me to be true.
身为一个宣教士到全世界很多的地方去，我发觉到这是一件很真实的事情。
So let's read 1 Corinthians 13 starting with verse number 1.
我们从13章第一节开始。
Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love,
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱。
I have become as a sounding brass or clanging cymbal.
我就成了鸣的锣，响的钹一般。
Now the Apostle Paul is talking here.
这个使徒保罗在这边说什么呢？
And his words are very strong.
他这个语气是蛮强烈的。
And he is speaking to this church that was having problems with love.
他在对一个教会缺乏神的爱，他这样子说的。
But because of the grace of God in his life, he spoke in the first person. He talked about himself.
是因为神的恩典呢，他用一个第一的人称来探讨这神的爱。
He said, regardless how hard I try to say the right thing, or why I say it, without love,My words are nothing but a loud, empty, meaningless noise.
他是说，他用他的第一人称说，我认人说万人的方言，天使的言语，好像很棒，很了不起。可是如果没有了爱的话，就成了鸣的锣，响的钹，一点用处都没有。
Verse number two.
那么第二节。
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
我若有先知讲道说预言的能力。
And though I understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains,
如果全备的信叫我能够移山
but have not love,
却没有爱
I am nothing.
我就算不得什么。
Paul is saying, even if I am highly gifted and really smart,
使徒保罗你可以说他是非常有能力而且非常聪明的人。
Yeah, even if I'm the smartest person in the room.
可能我就像好像我现在是这个房间里面啊，我们现在当中最聪明的人。
And even if I have incredible faith.
或者是说我有非常完美的信心。
So that I could speak to those mountains back there and tell them to go over here.
我能够叫后面这座山呢丢到那边去。
He said, without love, I am nothing.
如果我没有爱的话，我就算不得什么。
He said, without love, I am a big zero.
是说我好像如果没有爱的话，我就是一个鸭蛋一样。
I'm like a vapor.
I'm what?
Smoke.
我就好像是vapor, 好像蒸汽一样没有用，像烟消云散。
And look at verse number three.
那我们看看第三节。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
我若将所有的周济穷人。
And though I give my body to be burned,
又舍己身叫人焚烧。
But have not love,
却没有爱。
It profits me nothing.
仍然与我无益。
He says, even if I am extraordinarily charitable,
那尽管我非常愿意舍身去。帮助人
and even if I'm going around helping everybody all the time,
我甚至我常常的在帮助周济穷人
and even if I sacrifice everything for the Lord,
或是甚至呢，我为了主舍了自己
if I do it without love, I have gained absolutely nothing.
如果我这样做却没有神的爱在我身上的话，这些对我一点用处都没有
He said, Paul said this. He said, I am a loud, empty noise.A big zero and a waste of time in everybody else's life.
我好像就是一个鸣的锣响的钹我实在是一个鸭蛋然后呢我实在是做的事情跟我益处好处都没有。
But he did not stop there.
但是他并没有停在这个地方。
He went all the way through the chapter. He kept writing.
啊，他一直往下去哦，请你准备好。
And in verse 13, in the beginning of the verse, he says,
在第十三节他说
，Love is eternal.
爱是永恒的。
That's the Chinese translation.
那是中国的中文翻译。
The New King James English translation I'm reading says love never fails.
在我的这个 N King James 啊，现代版的 King James， 它的翻译就是说啊，爱不会啊，不会失败的。
So let's put them together.
那我们把它放在一起怎么说呢
？For all of eternity.
在永恒当中。
Whatever I do that has love as its foundation,
如果我做任何的事情是基于神的爱
will never fail,
就一定不会失败或者不被纪念。
I'm a pretty smart guy.
我是还蛮聪明的。
But it took me a lot of years to understand that.
但是却让我经过了很多年以后，我才真正的明白其中的意义。
But I think I finally got it.
我真的发现到了这其中的奥秘。
So you're not here in this church to be a big zero.
如果这个教会没有这个爱的话，那么就是一个鸭蛋。
You're not here to make a lot of loud, empty noise.
你可能只是听到很多的这些噪音。
You are here because God called you to be somebody and do something special.
你被呼召到这个教会来，是因为你要到这边来跟某一些特别的人相遇。
And because there's power in agreement together, imagine what you can do.
如果说从这个神的这个带领，神的能力帮我们召聚在一起的话，你们就可以做一些特别的事情。
See, love is the most powerful force in the universe.
因为爱是全宇宙万物当中最有能力的东西。
But it must be God's kind of love.
但必须是这个爱是要从神来的。
Let's go back to 1 John again.
我们再回到。
Chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
And look at one verse here. First John chapter 3, verse 11.
约翰一书三章十一节。
Now the apostle John is writing about love throughout this whole book.
那么在约翰一书的这个书信当中呢，使徒约翰一直在讲爱，爱，爱。
The entire letter is filled with love.
他这个充满了爱的这个信息在里面。
And in verse 11 he says, For this is the message that you heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
他说我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
See, the message never changes.
那这个信息从来没有改变过。
God is always telling us to love one another.
因为使徒约翰从头到脚，从头到尾都一直在讲说，我们应当彼此相爱。
And again, in the original Greek language, this was written. The word is agape.
那么，从原文里面，这个爱就是 agape 的意思。
And many scholars try to define this word.
很多的学者想要去定义什么叫做 agape。
But let's just simplify it.
那我们稍微把它简化了，简化了讲明。
Agape specifically refers to God's kind of love, the way that He sees it.
那么可以简单的讲说，神的爱就是说，用神的角度来看是什么样叫做爱的意思。
Not the way some Bible scholar sees it.
或不是说一个圣经学者或是人的角度来看神的爱。
But love the way that God sees it.
而是从神的角度来看，什么是神的爱。
So what is this thing we call love?
那么到底这个爱是什么意思呢？
How can we explain it?
那我们如何去解释它呢？
How can we explain it the way that God sees it?
我们如何从神的角度来解释这个神的爱呢？
You know, people will say, I love you.
可能你会听到神说，我爱你，神爱你。
Or they might say, I love dim sum.
他可能说，我喜欢吃这个广东饮食哈。
Or I love pizza.
我喜欢我爱吃披萨。
I love to swim.
我爱游泳。
I love my mother.
我爱我妈妈。
Well, what is love?
那到底是什么叫做爱呢
？Well, let me tell you a story.
那让我来告诉你们一个故事。
When I was about 8 years old.I was in school, and in my class there was a little girl about 5 feet tall.
在我八岁的时候，在我的同学当中呢，有一个女孩子呢，她大概五尺高。
And her name was Judy Cohen. Judy Cohen.
Judy Cohen, is that right?
That's her name.
她的名字叫做 Judy Cohen. Yeah.
And Judy Cohen had long brown hair with a ponytail.
哦，她有一个长长的金头发，而且长了一个马尾巴，哈，扎了一个马尾巴。
And at 8 years old, I just thought I loved Judy Cohen.
我在八岁的时候，我就觉得我非常爱那个叫 Judy Cohen 的小女生。
And that year, a song came out.
那在那一年呢，有一条歌呢，被创作。
And the song.The lyrics in the song said this.
那么这个歌的歌词是这样说的。
They said, "What is love?"
那么这个是说什么叫做爱呢
？5 feet of heaven in a ponytail.
就是说哦，原来就是无耻的那个有马尾巴的女孩子。
So you do not have to translate what I'm going to do next.
下面他不要我翻译哈。
But here's how the song goes. What is love?5 feet of heaven in a ponytail, the cutest ponytail that sways with a wiggle when she walks, when she walks. Anyways, that's the song. You know, don't take me too seriously, take God seriously.
这一条非常有趣的歌哈。
So anyways, as time went by, I began to realize that love was not Judy Cohen with her ponytail.
我到稍微长大了以后，我才真正的明白哈，原来那个爱不是说一个女孩子有一个漂亮的马尾巴长在后面，那不是爱。
So what is love?
那么到底什么是爱呢
？Well, you know, love can be very elusive.
哦，爱可能是非常的模糊的。
For some people, love can be very intense feelings.
对某些人来讲，爱可能是一个非常强烈的感觉。
And I'm sure you have all known people who had intense feelings about love.
那么我相信你们也遇见过有些人啊，他对那个爱情是看得非常重的。
And sometimes these feelings can be uncontrollable.
有些时候这种爱的感觉呢是不太能够控制的哈。
At other times they can be controlling.
哦，那有些的时候爱可能会变成可以去掌控别人哈。
And today we live in a world that has redefined love.
那么我们今天生活的世界呢，正在重新定义什么叫做爱。
And the world's kind of love is increasing all around us.
那么这个所谓世界上的爱呢，它呢事实上是环绕在我们的当中。
The world's kind of love is dangerously contagious.
那么从世界上来的爱呢，是非常的危险，而且是容易的吧，容易让你迷失的。
It's like a disease.
好像一个疾病，容易传染的。
It can damage people. It can hurt people.
它会破坏人，它会去让人得到受伤。
It's deadly.
而且甚至这个受伤很可能致命的受伤，致命的吸引力。
And the world's kind of love is what we are constantly hearing from the media and the newspapers and everything.
那么这些从世界上来的爱呢，你常常会从这些流行歌曲啦，从这个世界上啊，从你的环境当中，它或是从那个网络啦，或者这些传媒当中呢，它会告诉你什么叫世界上的爱。
First John chapter 2 verse 15。
那约翰一书第二章十五节。
Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从神从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Love is eternal.
爱是永存的。
God's kind of love.
那是神的爱才会永远长存。
Now the world's kind of love is easy to identify.
那么从世界上来的爱是非常容易辨明的。
It's always selfish.
这都是自私的。
It is a counterfeit.
它是一个假冒的。
It is emotionally charged and makes self-centered demands.
它基本上就是自我中心，是非常情欲化、情感性的。
The world's kind of love is never a commitment to meet the needs of somebody else.
从世界上来的爱呢，从来不是为了对方的着想，从来不会有尾声。 那样子的感那样子的硬。
It's what the devil uses to harden our hearts.
好像就是跟随的那些魔鬼的旨意，就是让你的心，如果你跟随那样子的爱的话，你的心会变刚硬下来。
And the world's kind of love always desires to have an experience or to possess something or somebody.
从世界上来的爱呢，总是要让你激起你有这样子的欲望去占有某些东西。
And unfortunately, it never satisfies.
但是像这样子的事情并不是神的爱。
That's the world's kind of love.
那是从世界上来的爱才会这个样子。
Well, let me give you an example.
那我给你一个范例。
How many people here today know what the game of Monopoly is?
我们今天在座的知不知道什么叫做大富翁 Monopoly?
Monopoly.Well, let me explain the game to you.
让我稍微解释一下这个大富翁是怎么玩的。
The game comes in a box.
那么这个是从一个盒子里面出来的。
And you open the lid on the box.
你把那个盒盖打开以后。
And you take out all the little pieces.
把那些所有这些里面的东西拿出来以后。
And you take this board that folds in half and you unfold it and put it on the table.
你把这个本来是折在一起的那个卡片把它打开。
And then you get three of your friends to play the game with you.
要不然你找三个人跟你一起玩。
And what you do in this game is you go around the board by rolling the dice.
那么你就是丢骰子，然后决定你走那个方块格子，看你可以走多远。
And there are little squares all around the board.
那么就是在沿着这个周边呢，有好多的格子，你就按着它的，你的撒多少就走多少。
And many of these squares represent property.
那么很多的这格子当中呢，就每一个格子有不同的代表的是你的那些产业。
So the first object of the game is to land on these squares and accumulate all these properties.
那么你第一个就是要玩的，就是说你要知道这个每一个产业里面代表是什么样的意义，然后呢，你要看看你可以得多少。
And then when you and your friends have accumulated all the properties, you begin to trade with them to try to get the best properties.
那么当你有了你的一些你自己属于自己的产业以后，你就跟你的朋友之间呢，叫怎么样来跟他交易，让你得到更多的产业。
And you're trying very hard to be smarter than they are.
你在这个游戏当中呢，你就是尽可能的要比他们更聪明，然后得到更多。
Because you want what they have.
那么如果你最多的话，那就你赢了。
And as the game continues, whenever somebody rolls the dice and lands on one of your properties, they have to pay you money.
如果有人呢，他丢了骰子以后，如果到了你那块地的话，哎，到了你那里的地的话，他就要付你钱。
And as the game goes even further, you eventually end up with all of your friends' money.
那么如果这个游戏继续下去的话，你可能最终呢，把所有的对方、你的朋友的钱，通通到你这边来。
And you experience great joy because you have all of their money.
你就非常的高兴，你就很快乐，因为他们的钱都到你这边口袋里了。
But that is not the end of it.
但是那不是一个结束哎。
The game continues even farther.
然后这个游戏就继续玩下去了以后呢
？And when they cannot pay you money, you take their property from them.
如果他们没有办法付你钱的时候，你就把他的那个产业就拿过来。
And now you're really having a good time at the expense of your friends.
你就呢开始觉得你很快乐呢，因为他们呢失去了他们的产业了，得到你这边来的时候你就很快乐。
And eventually, when you have all of their money and all of their property, and they land on you one more time, you know what happens?
那当你拥有他们所有的这些钱跟拥有他们所有的产业的时候，你知道吗？当他们再度到你的产业的时候，会发生什么事情？
You kick them off the board.
那么你就可以把他们一脚踢开，他们就不能够再继续玩下去了。
And after you have destroyed all three of your friends, you celebrate.
那么当你这样击败你的朋友以后呢，你就在那边大声的庆祝，很快乐。
And then when the game is over, you put everything back in the box.
那当游戏结束的时候，你把所有的东西再放到那个盒子里面。
You take the board and fold it up.
你把那个玩的那个游戏呢，把它折在一起。
You put the board back in the box.
你把它放回去那个盒子里面以后。
And then you close the lid on the box.
你把那个盒子盖起来。
Monopoly is a lot like life.
这个大富翁的游戏就好像我们的人生一样。
When your game is over, they put you in a box.
当你游戏结束了以后，你就被放入到一个盒子里面去了。
However, the game is not really over.
但是呢，事实上这样子的游戏并没有结束。
You see, when they close the lid on your box, or my box,
当你的人生的游戏结束的时候，当他们把我们或你放到那个你的盒子里面的时候
，It has only just begun.
那其实才是开始。
And every one of us will see that lid closed.
那也许在我们当中的我们很接近那个。
And when they close the lid on that box, you will experience one of two things.
那当真的你的人生最后尽头，它盖上你那个盖子的时候，你会经历到一些事情。
You will either experience what Jesus called outer darkness.
你会经历到就是说，好像耶稣就是说，他要把你从黑暗当中带入到光明。
Or you will spend eternity in the light of the Lord's love.
或者是说，你会经历到就是说你会。永远的与耶稣的爱在一起。
Those are the only two options that there are.
那这只有两个样子的选择。我刚刚可能翻错了，就是直接到黑暗里面去跟一个神的爱。
I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
我现在感觉到神的灵在我当中。
Hallelujah. 1 John again, chapter 1.
好，我们到约翰一书第一章。
God's trying to speak to us.
我相信神现在正在对我们说话。
The anointing is growing stronger.
他现在给我的信号是蛮强烈的。
Pay attention.
请你大家注意。
If you feel like you're going to sleep, you're going to miss it. So wake up.
请你不要打瞌睡哦，不然的话你可能会迷失掉这个很重要的信息。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
First John chapter 1, verse number 5.
约翰一书第一章第五节。
This is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
上帝就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这就是我们从主所听见又报答给你们的信息。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却能在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
So when the lid on the box is closed, it's too late to make a choice.
如果你人生的旅程结束了，要快要盖棺认定的时候，你那个时候就已经没有再一次的选择。
I have already made my choice.
我已经做了我自己的决定了。
I have either been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.And that was my choice.
那我的选择就是说，我要让耶稣基督的宝血洗净我所有的罪。
Or I rejected God's kind of love.
或者是拒绝神的爱。
And I chose the world's kind of selfish love.
或者是就等于是说我决定了要接受从世界上来的爱。
Have you ever heard somebody say, "I'm falling in love"?
你有没有曾经的？听过人家说，哎呀，我现在在恋爱当中了。
Do you know what the problem is with falling in love?
你知道陷入恋爱当中会有什么样子的问题呢？
The problem with falling in love is that it feels real good until you hit something. Ouch.
意思就是说，你真正的进入到那个恋爱当中呢，你好像你没有真正的感觉到什么。
So God's kind of love has nothing to do with a fallen world.
因为神的爱实在来讲，并不是我们人世间所说那种坠入爱河的那种坠入哈。
I'm going to interrupt my sermon for a minute.
OK, 我们现在先讲一些其他的事情。
A little baby boy just came running in, and
刚刚有一位有一个小男生哈进来。
Somebody grabbed that baby and ran out of the room with him.
有人就把这个小 baby 就抓了，就赶快往外逃哈。
I used to pastor a church in New York City.
我以前曾经在纽约市里面呢我牧养一个教会。
And one of the couples that was in the church, a Chinese couple.
有一对中国的夫妇呢。
In fact, 70% of my church was Chinese.
我事实上我7%的会友是中国人哈。
Cost me a lot of money to buy all those earphone things that, and radio things, you know.
他们有 yeah.
We had translation every week. Anyways.
我们每场都有翻译啊。
There was, this couple had a little baby about as big as that one that just came in.
我讲的那对夫妇呢他也有一个像我们刚刚那个小朋友大概一岁多会跑。
And we always had the children in the church.
我们总是有很多的小朋友在我们教会当中跑来跑去啊。
And when I was preaching, this little baby would run up to the front of the pulpit here and he'd stand looking at me.
当我在讲道的时候有些时候小孩就会跑到前面来就是仰脸看着我这样子。
He was only this big.
他好像就是差不多就这样这么高很长就在我们的腿大腿旁边。
And he kept asking for my microphone in the middle of my sermon.
他一直要我说他要拿麦克风他也要讲话。
And the mother would start to run and grab him.
那么那个母亲就会很急忙的跑过来，就把他抓住。
And I would say no, stop, wait, leave him there.
好的，就是说，我就说，你就不要抱他。
And he would look at me, and I could not help but love that little baby.
Yeah, you know, 我就呢，我那个时候就很喜欢这个小孩子，我就跟他玩。
And whenever that little baby came up to the front, the anointing started to fall on us.
你知道吗？因为每当那个小孩子跑到前面来的时候呢，那个神的恩膏就下来了。
So one day I gave him the microphone.
所以有一天呢，我就给他那个麦克风，让他讲话。
This little baby.
非常小的一个小男生。
And his parents had taught him to say praise Jesus.
那这个小男生开始讲说，他就说赞美耶稣。
So this little baby took the microphone and he lifted his hand. He said.Praise Jesus.
哇，他就说，真的拿起麦克风说他要赞美耶稣。
That taught me something about the power of God's kind of love.
那这个小小的故事呢，就教导我什么叫做那个神的爱的能力。
And after service, I would usually go around praying for the sick or laying hands on people.
那在我们主日讲道完了以后呢，我通常都会呢，为不同的人按手传递。
And he began to do the same thing.
那我又碰到同样的事情。
And the amazing thing is, sometimes when he was doing that with people, they would be healed. When I would do it, they would not be healed.
哦，有些时候这个小男生 ，really?
Really?
Oh my! 那有些这个小男生呢，他帮人家，他也会同样的帮人家按手，但是他有些时候按手人家会医好他。
God used that little baby to heal people.
那神就使用他来医治人。
And eventually I laid hands on his father and ordained him into the ministry.
那最后呢我这个小孩子的爸爸呢我按立他成为一个传道人。
And then I sent them to China.
然后我把他们送到中国去。
They're still there today.
他们今天还在那个地方。
And today that little baby's about, oh, 8 years old maybe.
那现在那个小男生现在变得大概八岁吧。
He's still laying hands on the sick.
他仍然把按手在生病的人身上。
And the spirit of prophecy came upon him, and he prophesies.
因为先知的灵会降临在这个小男生的身上，然后他会开始发预言。
And I sometimes think, what if I had rejected him when he came up to the platform or to the pulpit?
有时候我在想说，如果他小孩子来到，好像小孩子跑到我面前来的时候，那我就刺身或是拒绝他的时候，不知道会不会这个小孩子会不会还有今天这样子的。
Instead, I encouraged him.
但是呢，我并没有拒绝他，我反而是鼓励他。哈利路亚。
That's how God's kind of love works.
那就是神的爱哈。
You see, that little baby was a reflection of Jesus Christ.
你知道那个小孩子呢？事实上就是一个反应，好像就是耶稣基督他怎么样对待小孩子的态度。
The innocent love on his face when he laid hands on people was the same as if God was laying hands on them.
像那个小孩子，他当他在按手在病人身上的时候，他的那种态度，他的那种表情，事实上就好像是耶稣基督在做的一样。
First John, chapter 4, verse 8 says, God is love.
我们刚刚读的约翰一书第四章里面也在讲到，神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
So not only do we understand what it is to have God's kind of love.But when we have that love, we actually have God.
那意思就是说，当我们拥有那样子神的爱的时候，事实上，你跟我就是拥有爱，拥有神一样。
Now sometimes this is the difficult part for me.
啊，有些时候这样子的理解对我来讲是有点困难。
Did you know that love is a commandment?
你知道吗？爱，爱别人是一个。
It's not a suggestion.
是一个诫命，并不是一个建议。
It's not a suggestion.
它不是一个提议。
It's a commandment from God.
它是一个诫命，是从神来，是一个命令。
I'll read it to you. We'll read it to you.
啊，我们一起来读给你听。好。
Matthew 22.
在马太二十二章。
Matthew 22 verse 34.
三十四节。
And we won't read all of this in the interest of time, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees were challenging Jesus.
法利赛人跟撒杜该人他们要来挑战耶稣基督。
And a lawyer came forward and wanted to test Jesus.
那么有一个人当中有一个人就起来呢，他要来试探耶稣。
And he had a religious spirit about him.
那么他事实上也是在试探那个圣灵。
He said, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?"
他说夫子啊，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的？
Verse 37, Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，而且是最大的。
This is the first and great commandment.
这是第一跟最大的。
But what I love about asking Jesus a question is usually you get more back from him than you ask of him.
当如果你问你在查考圣经的时候，你会发现到一件事情，就是当你问，当你看到有人去问耶稣基督的时候，他们得到了远比他们所问的还要多。
Because if he agrees to answer your question, he's going to add something to it.
如果你真的认知，而且是承认他所讲的话，那他会加更多的给你。
And the reason that he adds something to it is so that you can become a little bit more like him.
因为他要这样做的话，是要让你真正的可以变成耶稣基督一样。
And so this lawyer tried to test Jesus.
像这个法利赛人想要说来试探耶稣，看看可不可以抓到他的把柄。
And now Jesus is going to test the lawyer.
那么现在呢，耶稣反过来，他要来这个试验一下这个试探他的人。
In verse 39, he says, "And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
第三十九节，他接着说，其实也是相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Now that's a test.
那个就是一个很大的挑战。
I do not always want to love my neighbor as myself.
我并不是真正的每一次都想要爱我的邻舍哎。
Especially when the person sitting next to me in church is somebody who I do not like or who has said something.
特别是在教会当中坐在我旁边的，我其实不怎么喜欢他。可是每次读到这个的时候呢，我心里总是有点疙瘩。
You cannot pass that test with the world's kind of love.
你没有办法通过这样子爱的试验。如果你的爱是从世界来的话，
That takes God's kind of love.
因为你要有神的样子的爱，你才能够通过这样子的考验。
And then Jesus said something really interesting.
那么接下来耶稣真正的又提另外一点让人惊讶的地方。
He said in verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切的总纲。
In other words, he was saying that everything in the Bible depends upon loving God and loving your neighbor with God's kind of love.
那他事实上也就是在等于说，原来所有的圣经里面所讲的东西就是两条，就是一个爱神，一个爱人。
Now the scriptures have just presented us with a test.
那么这个其实就是说，对我们每一个基督徒一个很大的考试。
These scriptures require us to look deeply into our hearts.
那些经文呢，是真的要我们在我们的心灵里面真的要有这种爱加倍的爱。
You may not like what you see when you do that.
那么你可能对你所看见的东西，你不会去爱它。
He did not say most of the word of God depends on this. He said all of it depends on.
他不是说大部分的是在这样子的爱里面，但是耶稣是说所有的都是要这样子的爱。
Do you know what a commandment is?
你知道这个意思是什么吗？
A commandment is a requirement from God.
这个诫命是一个神的要求。
But it is a requirement from God from which there is no retreat and about which there is no option.
那意思就是说，这个诫命意思就是说，它不是要让你退后不去遵守的，它是说并没有其他部分，而是让你完全的去遵行。
You see, God never intended love to be a game that ends up in a box.
神给我们的爱并不是要像我们一个我们在玩那个大富翁的那个盒子一样。
And God's kind of love will take you through all of eternity with peace and joy.
神的爱就是要永远常常的带给你有平安跟喜乐。
We read in Genesis chapter 2 that God provided us with two illustrations of biblical love.
在创世纪第二章里面呢，神呢他在经文当中让我们看见有两样神的爱。
And these are the first illustrations in the Bible of God's kind of love.
那事实上也就是神在圣经里面第一次提到什么是神的爱。
Because they came straight from God.
因为我们人是他的最爱。
And in verses 15 through 17, God warns them not to eat of one tree in the garden.
在15节到17节当中呢，他说你不要你所有的园中各样的树上的果子你都可以吃，只有一个不可以吃。
And in the very next verse, it says that God saw that it was not good for anybody to be alone, and He gave a companion to Adam.
18节说那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶。
So two amazing things happen with God's kind of love.
那么有两件很惊奇的事情，就是关于神的爱的。
And it's really the same today.
这是我今天真的要讲的。
God gave Adam boundaries of safety in which he could live happily.
那神的爱彰显在说，神给亚当有一个范围，他可以活得好好的。
God gave Adam boundaries of safety where he knew he was secure and would be cared for.
那意思就是说，神给这个亚当一个范围，他可以在那里面好好的成长，好好的生活。
This church has given you boundaries of safety.
那好像我们的教会当中呢，神也定义了，在我们这个教会的范围当中，我们弟兄姐妹可以在这边成长得很好，而且很安全。
The second thing that God's kind of love gave Adam was that he would never be alone.
那么第二个就是神定规，他不要让亚当一个人独居。
Look around, you're never alone if you have the people of this church.
你看看旁边都有亲爱的、可爱的弟兄姐妹在你旁边。
And so the question becomes, how much do you really value what God has given you right here?
那么剩下来的问题就是说，到底神的爱彰显在这个地方，你到底得到了多少？
Because when Christ redeemed us, He also redeemed the boundaries of safety and the provision for fellowship.
那当耶稣基督被挂在十字架，他完成了救赎的时候，事实上他也重新的让我们之间有一个很好的定规的范围当中，我们可以在这边一起成长，一起被保护。
That's what we have here.
那就是为什么我们要在这边聚集。
And what we also have here is something called potential.
那我们在这边也可以有一个叫做有一个可能的成长的空间。
Tough word, huh? Potential.
Yeah, tough word, potential. Yeah.
There is something waiting for you among each other.
那这。在我们的当中呢，我们都有一个成长的空间，我这样讲。
And that's something that only God's kind of love can give you.
那就是说，我们神的爱会充满在我们每一个人的身上。
I'm going to talk about how that works.
那我们再来看一看这个神的爱是什么一回事。
Okay, we're getting close to the end here, so don't be too tired in those seats.
我看到你们已经有点疲倦啊。
In order for you to understand what I'm talking about, I'm going to give you my definition of God's kind of love.
为了要把这个神的爱讲得清楚呢，那我要告诉你我的定义是什么。
God's kind of love is your intentional, consistent effort.
神的爱就是一个是一个
intentional, consistent effort.
是它有意志的，而且是长远的，它是有目的的。
It is your effort to bring God's grace and His presence and His provision to somebody, regardless of what it costs you.
那意思就是说，哇 ，this is tough.
Here, I tell you what, do it this way. Read it.
Okay.
I got it right here. Read that. Okay.
God's kind of love 是它是它有意的，它而且是一个不断继续的一个努力，要把神的恩典、他的同在，还有他的供应， 去给人，不管要花费你多少的代价，你都要去攻击别人。
So if you're going to deliver God's grace to somebody, you should know what God's grace is.
如果说你要把神的恩典要给你的弟兄姐妹的时候，那你必须要知道什么是神的恩典。
And to save time, I'll ask Pastor to read what God's grace is.
那什么叫做神的恩典呢？它就是说，它这个恩典是通常，神的恩典通常是透过弟兄姐妹互相的关心。
You see how it's expressed from one person to another?
是由都是从透过你跟弟兄姐妹之间的关怀。
So God's kind of love is intentional.
那神的爱是一个带有目的的。
It is consistent.
它是常常这样子做的。
It is sacrificial.
是一个自我牺牲的。
And it is the delivery system of God's grace.
而且是这样子的，有一个常常这样子的系统来表明神的爱。
And the best place for this system to work is in God's church.
那么在神的爱的表达最完美最好的地方就是在我们的教会当中。
There's somebody sitting in this congregation today who needs grace from God.
那我记得常常有人说，在神的教会里面，教会的当中的弟兄姐妹，他们最需要的就是神的恩典。
And God says, "Who shall I send to deliver this grace?"
那么神就说，那我应该要送谁去告诉这个教会神的恩典是什么呢？
And what He wants to hear from you is, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
那他要听到大家的回应，应该是说，哦，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
See, you are here because you're part of something bigger than yourself.
因为在这个地方，你并不是仅仅来这边领受恩典，而事实上是你要带给人家恩典。
You are here to be transformed into the image of Christ by God's kind of love.
你在这个地方是要接受神的转化，变成像耶稣基督一样呢，要将神的爱、神的恩典带给别人。
And then you're here to transfer that love and God's grace to somebody else.
那你要把人的需要，当人需要被你自己要被转化，让对方能够得到神的爱跟神的恩典。
And that's part of the process of becoming a little bit more like Jesus.
而且整个过程当中呢，你就会被转化的越来越像主耶稣基督。
I'm going to end with the story.
我要用一个故事来做我今天的结束。
I think it was about 4 years ago I was in Malaysia.
在四年前我在马来西亚的时候。
And I was teaching at Agape's Bible school there.
我在那边爱修园的马来西亚分校，我教一堂课。
At the time, it was in the city of Malacca. Now it's in KL.
Cindy Malacca.
It was in Malacca.
在马六甲， yeah, 在马六甲分校。
Now, yeah, now they moved it to KL, but that's where I was in Malacca.
那个时候是在马六甲分校的时候。
And I spent 3 weeks teaching them about how to study the Bible.
我花了三个礼拜呢，教导他们怎么样去读圣经。
And That's all I talked about, how to study the Bible properly.
那就是三个礼拜我都在谈怎么样去读圣经，研读圣经。
You know, how to interpret the Bible.
怎么样去解释圣经。
And every morning, the driver would come and pick me up from the hotel.
每一天早上呢，有一个司机会来把我从旅馆带到学校去。
And every morning, there was a young Chinese man whose English name was Johnny.
那个每天早上有一个那个 Johnny 这个人。
And Johnny was not assigned to pick me up, but he would come every morning with a driver.
但是他不是司机，但是这个 Johnny 呢，每天早上都会陪着司机来载我去学校。
And then he would ask me questions and just talk with me.
他就是在这个过路程当中呢，常常会问我一些问题。
And in the afternoon, he would bring some of his friends to the hotel, and I would sit with them, and we would just talk in the lobby.
有一天呢，这 Johnny 带着他的朋友了，到了旅馆了，我们就在那边谈论一些事情。
And Johnny would be in class every day, and he just watched me.
Johnny 在那个课堂上，每一天都在课堂上面，那他就一直在观察我。
And all I ever taught was about how to interpret the Bible, how to study the Bible.
那我们就是谈的很简单，就是说，到底我们怎么样去读圣经，怎么样去研读，怎么样去解释圣经。
I'll let the Holy Spirit speak to you while I give you the rest of the story.
这个我说这个圣灵会来教导我们怎么样。
Well, the last night I was in.
圣灵来帮助我们了解他现在要讲的事情。
The final night that I was in Malaysia, I was asked to go and preach in a Chinese church.
在最后一个礼拜，我在分校的那个地方，我被邀请到一个中国的教会去讲主日讲道。
And I was very tired.
我非常的累。
I'd worked very hard.
我实际上我非常尽心尽力在教导。
But when I completed my sermon, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Prophesy over everybody in the church."
当我讲完了以后呢，当然 圣灵突然跟我说，你对我们教会的每一个人都要发预言。
And there was about 300 people or more.
那大概有300多人。
So my wife is also a pastor, and she was with me.
幸好就是我太太，她也是一个牧师呢，她跟我在一起。
So she went to one side of the church, and I went to the other side of the church.
她在教会的一边呢，我在教会的另外一边。
And then people lined up in front of us as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Some in front of me, some in front of her.
那么有些人呢，就按着圣灵的感动就排队嘛，哈，有人在前面，有人在后面。
And I looked at this line, and it was so long.
我看到这个长长的一排。
And I said, Lord, where am I going to get the strength to do this?
我就问主啊，我要从哪里得到力量来做这一个服事呢？
Because usually when I prophesy over people, it's not short.
通常来讲，我对人家发预言不是短的，是长的那一种的。
So after about an hour and a half, the line finally gets short enough that Johnny is next.
到最后呢，终于那个人越来越少了哈，然后 Johnny 是下一个。
And before him, people have been asking me to pray about things or to give them a word about something.
那在他告诉我他的情况，他需要什么样子的鼓励的时候啊。
And so finally, Johnny gets in front of me.
那么Johnny 在旁边一直看我怎么样去服侍，然后最后他终于来到我的面前。
And I said, "What can I pray for you?"
那么我就问他说，我能够为你做什么
？He said, "Pastor Bob, would you pray that I could have the same kind of love for people that you have?"
他说。你可不可以为我祷告，让我有跟你一样，在服事的时候，能够彰显神的爱。
And I'm thinking to myself, in 3 weeks, I never mentioned the word love.
那我一直在想说，我在这三个礼拜当中，所有的这些服事里面，讲解圣经，如何读圣经，从来没有提到神的爱。
So I looked at Johnny, and my heart melted.
那我看着这个 Johnny 呢，那我的心就开始融化。
And I just gave him a big hug and started to pray for him.
我就开始给他一个很热情的拥抱，然后我就开始为他祷告。
And he fell to the floor crying.
他就倒在地上了，然后他整个人就崩溃下来。
And he looked up at me, and this is what he said.
那么他就在地上呢，抬头仰望看着我，他说。
He said, "In my entire life, nobody ever told me they loved me."
在我的整个的人生当中，没有人告诉我，或者是表现出怎么样来爱。
And he said, "My parents never told me they loved me."
我的父母从来没有好好的爱我。
And they never showed me that they loved me.
也从来没有表示过他们爱我。
And you are the first person who has ever shown me that you loved me.
你是有史以来第一次有人告诉我什么叫做爱。
And I was thinking to myself, how can that be?
我在想说，这个怎么可能呢
？I was teaching on Bible study methods.
我是在教怎么样研读圣经的这个方法。
The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
那么这就好像主耶稣就讲了，你们的行为当像明光照样，照亮在人的面前，好让人可以归荣耀给上帝。
There was something shining out of me.
好像就是说我从我里面，从内心里面一个灵里面发出来，好像是一个明光照耀。
I could see him through the eyes of love all 3 weeks that I taught.
那我可以看到他，就是说这个 Johnny 可以看到，在三个礼拜的教导当中，他看到了他研读到他观察到了，就是说神的爱从我里面发出来。
And he caught that.
他接受到了。
And then that's not important. What's important is he wanted to have that so he could give it to somebody else.
那这个其实不是很重要，但是他最重要的就是说他要这个爱，所以他可以去给别人。
And so that was a life-changing moment for him, but more importantly for me.
那么那个就是他一个人生一个很重要的一个转折点，但同样的也对我来讲是一个非常重要的一个新的看见，新的领受。
Because God's kind of love is the most powerful thing that God ever demonstrated to us.
因为那样子所谓神的爱是最有能力的，是最能影响人的。那个就是我所要的。
If you allow it to, it will change your life.
如果你愿意的话，神的爱会改变你。
Can change your life today.
你甚至愿意的话，今天你就会被神的爱来整个的转化，整个的改变。
How can I say that?
我怎能够说这样子的话呢？
How can I say it's the most powerful thing God has to show?
我怎么能够说神的爱是一个最有能力的？
Let me give you my translation of John 3:16.
让我来告诉你们我自己约翰福音三章十六节的版本是什么。
God demonstrated His kind of love.
神彰显了他的对于爱的诠释是什么？
By turning his back on the most important thing that ever existed for him.
他把他的背转向了他最珍贵
He turned his back,
最好的一个他的儿子耶稣基督。
He turned his back on his son Jesus.
他背对着他的耶稣基督，他掩面不看他，因为神是这人最在他身上。
And left Jesus hanging in agony on the cross.
因为耶稣他很痛苦的被挂在十字架上面的时候。
And as he turned his back on Jesus,
那么当他再度转向耶稣基督的时候
，He looked at you.
他就看着每一个人，
and me,
你跟我。
And his love flowed.
因为他的爱就开始流入流出。
It was completely sacrificial.
他是完完全全的满足了神的公义的要求。
And it was the only power in the universe that could save us from that lid closing us into darkness.
那个是唯一的宇宙间唯一的这么有能力的力量，可以让我们弟兄姐妹从黑暗当中转向光明。
Sometimes I come into a church service and I demonstrate the power of God through signs and wonders.
有些时候我到教会讲道的时候呢，我要去显明神的时候是用神迹跟启示。
You know, things like gifts of healing or discerning of spirits.
好像就是医治啦，或是一些分辨的能力啦。
That may change one person's life, but it never changes everybody's life.
但是呢，那个可能只有改变一个人哈，一个人得到医治啦，或者是一个人收到一个就很好的话语。可是，并不是每一个人都得到。
But what I have done for you today is demonstrate the most powerful thing in the universe.
那么我今天要彰显的带出来了，就是给大家就是最好最有能力的一个转化的力量，就是神的爱是给每一个人的。
And without you even getting up and becoming charismatic and shouting and jumping, every one of you can see your life changed.
那我们好像不用像我们平常聚会的哈，在一个很有能力、很有恩高的这种聚会当中哈，的呼叫、喊叫啊，好像很有能力那个样子。我们其实不是那个样子，我们要的就是神的爱。
Do not make a mistake and think that the anointing is not here because it's all over you.
请你不要误会，其实我们现在神的恩高、神的爱现在在我们每个人当中，现在就在你们的身上。虽然我们没有叫啊、喊啊，可是现在神的爱就在我们当中。
So I challenge you this morning.
我想今天要给你们一个挑战。
What's in your heart?
你的心里面是存着什么？
Well, God's kind of love can fill it right now.
那么神的爱现在可以进入到你的心里面。
And you can walk out of this place later completely changed.
你可以今天离开这个地方的时候，就带着神的爱，因为你完完全全被转化。
And God's kind of love is the gate that opens up to a significant eternal future.
那个神的爱是好像一个通路，可以打开这个通路，通往了一个永恒、永存的神的光明的国度。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, praise God.
Hallelujah.I want to ask a question.
然后我想问大家一个问题。
In fact, if you believe that your heart has been too hard, hardened, like
事实上，如果你相信的话，一般而言， 我们的心通常是带着几分刚硬的。
And you want to turn things around, change things, transform things.
你很想要改变，你很想要转化一些事情。
And I'm not talking to all of us because I know most of us have soft hearts.
我不是说你们当中，我是说当中你可能有些人，但我觉得你们是还是有些人是有软的心肠的。
And we're not going to ask for a testimony about why your heart is so hard.
我不会问你说你的自己的见证到底是你的心有多硬或多软。
And I'm going to do this very quickly because I know we're running out of time.
我要很快的要做，因为我知道我们时间不太多。
But if you want God to touch you and change your heart and give you God's kind of love because you have not had that, just come up and we'll pray for you.
如果你在你的一生当中你还没有经历过神的爱，但是你很渴望，你很希望拥有的话，很快的，请你站到前面来。
And can we have a little bit of worship music?
我们可不可以有些 worship music? And well, she prepared that already. Actually,
this is only going to take about 5 minutes, and then I'm finished.
这个可能大概只有几分钟的时间。如果你还没有经历到神的爱，但是你很想拥有它，你很想要它的话，请你站到前面来，赶快啊，弟兄姐妹，快点！
If anybody feels that way, God wants to touch your heart.
你需要被神的爱触摸的，请到前面。
Now, what I'm going to do is just gently lay my hands on you, my hand on you.
我要做的话就是说，我要轻轻的按手在你的身上，让你能够感受到神的爱。
Just as a point of contact, I got the whole church up here. Oh boy! Imagine what this church is going to be like after you leave this altar.
你想想看，如果我们每一位弟兄姐妹呢都能够领受到神的爱，而且领受到神的爱以后，你愿意把神的爱分享出去的时候，你看看看我们的教会会变成什么样子。
There will be so much love coming out of this church that it'll knock the walls down.
这样，神的爱从我们的弟兄姐妹当中流出去的话，我们这附近的人家都会感受得到。
Now, nothing I can do will change you.
不是我能够做或者能够改变。
But the Holy Spirit will touch you when I come.
只有神的圣灵可以改变，可以触摸你，改变你。
And He's going to do some deep business between you and Him.
他要在你的生命当中做深度的工作，这个只有你跟他之间的。我们传道人并没有这样子的能力，我们只是一个器皿。
And it does not matter if you stand or you fall.
请你尽量站着，不要倒下来。
Or you shake, or you dance, or you cry.
如果你有哭泣，或者是你有在那边抖动或怎么样的话，请你小心一点了。
It does not matter to me whether you have some physical demonstration of being touched or whether you just stand there.
因为我们其实并不是在在意那些外体身体上面的任何一些的彰显，在意的就是说你事实上有没有在心灵里面有没有得到。
This is deep work that will be done in your heart.
这个就是要进入到你内心里面最深里面，因为神的爱要触摸你到里面去，所以尽量不要有外体上的彰显。
And it's only the beginning.
而且这样子的触摸，这样子的按手，只是一个开始，并不是一个结束。
So I'm just going to go ahead and walk around and touch each one of you.
我就是会到处的走动来帮你们的触摸。我们就按着神的感动。
And I'm just waiting a minute until I'm sure that I have God's kind of love in my heart.
我现在在等待神的爱先充满我，让神来带领我。
Holy Spirit, I invite you to come in a powerful way right now.
圣灵啊，我欢迎你，求你现在来膏抹我们，膏抹我们 ，right now, Lord, touch.
Create in us a clean heart, O God.
主啊，你现在来膏抹我们
，and renew a right spirit in each one of us。
你膏抹我们每一位，让我们拥有神的爱。
Fill us with the fullness of your kind of love。
主啊，你充满我们，让我们有你那样子神的爱，agape的爱在我们当中。
And let the anointing of God empty our hearts of anything that is not pleasing to you。
主啊，让我们，主让我们。那些不是从神来的爱，世界上的爱挪去，我们要神的那样子的爱。
So come, Holy Spirit.
所以求圣灵来膏抹我们。
Right now, Holy Spirit.
现在来膏抹，
Holy Spirit.
膏抹我们。Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.In Jesus' name. We might need somebody to catch people here, I think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.